Good morning, Rabbi Sain. So Hadar HaShlishi. Kasha Yishma Musa HaChachamim VeHamochichim. When a person hears the teaching, the words of Chachamim and Mochichim, Yakshiv VeYishma Yakshiv refers to the auditory process of hearing the words. Yishma is to understand. Shema Yisrael, Shema b'chol loshon shata shomea, Chazal say. Means to understand. V'yikona, it has an impact upon the person. It an appropriate sense of hachma. And then v'yachsu b'tshuva. And that, in that state, in that mindset of hachna'a, so then a person is then positioned to be chozer b'tshuva. It's both prerequisite as well as the substance of tshuva, this sense of hachna'a that we need to have. V'yikavu b'libo kol divrei ha'tochachos v'shelo yigra adova midivrehem. Rabbeinu Yonah emphasizes the need to be mekabel kol de'avei tochachos, not to dismiss any of the points that the mochichim bring to the surface. So on one level, the pshat would seem to be, if I have 20 chatoim, and the chachamim, the mochichim, point out all 20 to me, so the only way I'll be doing a full tshuva is if I accept all 20 points of rebuke. And that's why Yikabo Belibo Kol Divrei HaTochachos V'Shelo Yigra Adova Midivreihem, because otherwise the tshuva will be incomplete. But it seems quite clear that Rabbeinu Yonah means much more than that. The difference between my accepting 19 of the 20 points that the mochichim make and being mekabel all 20 is much more than a quantitative difference of 1 point. If a person's not mekabel kol divrei ha'tochachos, if a person is goreya dova midivrehem, it's not just quantitative, but qualitatively, that kabbalas omachu shamayim, that commitment to tshuva, is very different. It means that what's convenient or what's not that difficult I'm willing to aim for change there. But the very minute we pick and choose this mitzvah, I'll do this mitzvah, okay, maybe another time. Maybe that will make it to my to-do list another time. So basically what it means is that even the mitzvah I put on my list is not really there with the proper Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, with the proper Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And it's entirely possible, even likely, that the way that translates ultimately is not only that the person will only have 19 out of the 20, but there's not going to have much to show for in terms of the 19 either. There has to be this fundamental, axiomatic commitment to do what's right, to live al pi Torah, to try and be medaktik b'mitzvahs. When a person is makabel kol derat tochochos, doesn't cross anything off the list, so then that person has made a genuine, deep commitment. The very minute we're selective, we pick and choose, it's not only quantitatively that the commitment is different, but qualitatively the commitment is superficial. And that's why v'hineh ha'ish hazeh, because the commitment is unqualified. The commitment is fundamental. So a person can, in a moment, change and become transformed, and go from the darkness of night to the brilliance of a noonday sun. Ki esa sheyazin v'yaskis ulevavo yovin v'shav v'yikabel b'yom shamo divi hamochiach v'yikayim olav liyos osek kechol asher yoruhu. Again, that same emphasis, right? Rabbeinu Yonah reiterating, "Kachol asher yavuhu, tov se haTorah min hayom hahuva mala, ulihizaya kasha yazhiru yodei bina leitim, also v'yado atshuva v'ne'er pach liyishachar." So the tshuva is already accomplished through that moment. Again, it's a very profound moment of change and resolve, but in that moment, also biyado atshuva. Already then, the tshuva has been achieved. Well, what does Rabbeinu Yonah emphasize? The kabel biyom shom'o. And again, if the phrase were missing, we wouldn't have noticed it, right? If Rabbeinu Yonah had written v'yikabel divi hamochiach, enough gemina. If I heard the shmooze on Monday, it's enough gemina whether or not my resolve is on Monday or whether it's on Tuesday or Thursday or my enough gemina. So we all know from personal experience that the power of an experience weakens as time passes. When we initially experience something, in this context, the experience of hearing a shmooze, the force of those divrei musa v'tochacha are at their peak, at their zenith. And human nature is such, gradually, it weakens. If, b'yom shom'o, when a person is most affected, when he's exposed to the full force of the divrei musa, v'hisaras, v'chizak, he then, at that moment, translates the hisaras into a commitment. He channels it then into a commitment. So then it's conceivable and possible that berega koton yetzei me'afelu agadol. But for that dramatic change to happen in a moment, a person needs to tap into the full force and energy of the divrei hachachamim, of the divrei of the sofsei haTorah. And that's the emphasis on b'yom shama. Maybe one last comment for this morning. Ulihizoik hashe yazhiruhu yode bina le'itim. And to the pasuk yode bina le'itim, I think we had Rashi quotes it about where is it in Mizas Abacha, Vayuchi, or both, about Shevet Yisacha, that they were the experts on the calendar and the Ibur Hashana and the Kriyas of Chadoshim. Klal Yisrael relied on Shevet Yisachar, who were supported by Shevet Zvulun. They were the Yodei Bina Le'itim. But obviously that's not the sense of the phrase here in context in Rabbeinu Yonah. So why is Rabbeinu Yonah borrowing this phrase of Yodei Bina Le'itim? Maybe what Rabbeinu Yonah is conveying in that phrase I think if Pinkus writes in the Hakdama to one of his Sfarim, maybe it's the one on Tefillah. I'm not sure which of the Sfarim it is. I don't remember now. That every generation, no matter how great and classic Sfarim of previous generations are, every generation needs to translate into terms and categories that they relate to. Moshe l'mad David Domer, right? If you take a look at English translations from 60, 70 years ago, they don't resonate for us today. And l'chora, the pshat is that it's not necessarily that they were inferior translations. Every generation has its own idiom, its own rhythm. And that's not only true linguistically, it's true in a much deeper sense as well. Perhaps what Rabbeinu Yonah is intimating here is that the Chachamim, the Melchichim, the Tavsei HaTorah, in giving the Azharas, have to have a sense for their generation. The type of Divrei Musar, the type of Divrei Hadracha, that one would have given 25 years ago is not necessarily going to be appropriate or effective today. And the type of divrei musar, divrei hadracha that we look to receive today may not be something that can just be literally repeated or transposed in 2025 from yes or no either. The hadracha has to come from the Yodei Bina Le'itim. Yodei Bina Le'itim, they understand the generation, they understand the problems of the generation, they understand the struggles of the generation, they understand the weaknesses of the generation. Torah doesn't change, but different generations are characterized by, and sometimes even defined by, different challenges within Torah. What in one generation within Torah is a part of Torah, but not the defining challenge, in another tzkufa, in another generation, can be the defining challenge of that generation. So the divrei musar, the divrei hadracha, the divrei azhara have to come from Yodei Bina Le'itim. Okay, we'll stop here. And Blina Adin Hashem continue around 11:30 with all of us. Okay, we'll say have a good night, Hashem.